Mullumbimby feels like home in so many ways, and coming back here, I always, you know, coming over that hill, I think, and in leading into Mullum, where that, I think the Shinkogan mountain just disappears and then comes back up again, we always have such a woo moment. It's just such an incredible place. I mean, these markets are just testament to the community spirit around here, and then the festival again. Just what an amazing place you guys get to live in.
Well, why did you want to be a patron of this festival?
Well, when Glenn asked me, I didn't really understand what it meant. But once I understood what it meant, it was just, you know, a no-brainer, because I just really believe in this festival. I believe in the people who are running it. I believe in the way they program and the way they kind of engage community and the way it feels to be here. So it's just a complete no-brainer to want to be a patron.
What is the attitude towards programming? Because the music that is here, it's not just local, it's not just independent. I mean, we've just been, later on in the show, we've got Boubacar from Mali here. We've just been speaking with Nano Stern from Chile. But at the same time, there's lots of local acts on the bill as well. What is the attitude to programming the music?
I actually haven't spoken to Glenn about the philosophy of their programming, but from the outside, the way I perceive it is they make an amazing, inclusive program that feels like the philosophy we could all be living by, you know, that act local, think global, or think global, act local, that idea of it just being a program that works for anyone who wants to listen to music. I mean, you know, I said this the other day, but you could literally close your eyes and spin your fingers around and point to the program, and you're going to end up at something that you'd love to see. You know, like, it's just, it being at the opening night last night was just amazing.
Yeah, tell us about that. What happened?
Boubacar Traore played, which was breathtaking. Clary Brown, Georgia Potter, Jazzy Smith,
JoJo Smith. She'll be with us later.
Oh, my God. Yeah, she was incredible.
I've never heard of JoJo Smith.
I have never heard of her. I've never seen her before. And this is what I mean by these kinds of festivals. It's great seeing the things that you know, but it's the things that you discover at these festivals, which I think is what makes them so special and so incredible.
Apparently JoJo Smith really sings from the heart. Is it gospel-y?
There was moments where I was like, wow, it's like Aretha Franklin. And there were moments where it was like this kind of old blues train. And just, she's amazing. I was dumbstruck, awestruck, and then having Mandy Nolan MC the whole night, it's just like, oh my God, where you people live here, this is amazing.
Yeah,
it's great.
What about you? I mean, you do live in Perth, and obviously you guys tour around a lot, and you've got your whole music career, which you've just steamrolled. And I heard the other day when we were chatting on Afternoons, you were telling me the story of how you decided to get into music because you wanted to be true to your daughter, Banjo.
Yeah.
For those that didn't listen, could you tell us that story again? Because that is, I think, every mum and every dad has that moment where they realise they're just delivering a whole bunch of BS and they've just got to be true so that their kids can see.
Yeah. I think the nexus of it is that your kids do what you do, not what you tell them to do, and not what you say. And my creativity was very much a suppressed part of myself, and I kept it under wraps, but it was kind of breeding this toxicity in me because I was suppressing this very urge. And I was having all these conversations with my daughter at the time. She was going through some struggles around some school stuff, and I was just, you have to take risks. You have to be a risk taker in life. That's what it is. If you're not coming up with scrapes, then you're not jumping high enough, you know? And then in the next breath, she was asking me about my music, and I was going, oh, you know, I can't do my music because Papa does it, and because I'm your mum. That's why. And I walked away going, oh, my God, I'm such a hypocrite. You know, like, I'm telling this kid to take risks. I'm telling this kid to live large. And at the same time, I'm going, yeah, but I can't because I'm your mum. So, and then I considered her as a woman with that information, going, I'm the reason my mum didn't express herself. Just like, I just kind of went, it almost made me gag, you know. And it was a massive turning point for me. It was a massive turning point of realizing what a hypocrite I was being, and that if I wanted my children to be self-expressed creative beings, then I would have to show them what that looked like. Yeah.
And it looks like you, Mama Kin, because the minute you started to make music, Danielle, didn't the industry welcome you? And it's just been so welcoming.
It's been amazing. It started for me by just having this, I made this deal with myself to start saying yes when people would ask about my music, you know, when they'd ask about what I've been writing or when they'd ask me to play a song. You know, for years I'd be like, no, no, it's private, no, no, no. And I just made this deal of, I'm just going to start saying yes. And it was literally a month later that I started touring, because the questions kept on coming as they always had, and I just started saying yes to them. And my life changed. It flipped in a 6 month period. My life completely flipped from all this effort and energy that was going into suppressing my creativity, went into expressing it. And it was just like this ease that moved into my being. Was, you know, it takes a lot of effort to keep something down, you know. It takes a lot of effort to stop a force that is in you.
Yeah.
And it's much less effort to actually just go with it.
Yeah. Okay, well, here you are, and you bought your uke. And
I have.
We just...
And it's very early in the morning for me. Can I say it's 3 hours earlier for me on the West Coast, so if my voice is a bit crackly-dackly, then there's my disclaimer.
Okay. It is 27 to 10 here on ABC Mid-North and North Coast, and the patron of the Mullumbimby Music Festival, Mama Kin, playing for us live.
The red wine stains your teeth and lips. I can see you've already gone. Your dignity slips from your grip. Careless with your brawn. Sorry after dawn. One too many promises. One too many times. One too many sorry. Baby, for making me cry. The putrid words that leave your mouth strike my tired heart. You snigger, slur, you threat and growl. Oh, my love for you is starved. We're already apart. One too many promises. One too many times. One too many sorries, baby, for making me cry. For making me cry. You were my knight in shining armor. I was June and you were Johnny Cash. You were my love forever after. But the booze changed all that. Well, the children hide behind their doors. There's a stranger in our home. You steal our joy, you snatch our warmth. Your sorries can't atone. It's time for you to go. One too many promises. One too many times. One too many sorries, baby, for making me cry. One too many promises. One too many times. One too many sorries, baby, for making me cry. For making me cry.